Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
Well, Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe and International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach have agreed to postpone the Olympics until 2021. And this follows mounting pressure to delay the Games, which were originally scheduled to take place from July 24th to August the 9th amid the COVID-19 pandemic. And to find out what this means for Japan and the Olympic community, well, we're joined by James Walton, a sports business group leader at Deloitte Southeast Asia. Well, James, this is the first time the Olympics have ever been delayed. Just how monumental is this?
Yeah, I mean, if you look back in history, there have been a couple of cancellations, 1916 for World War One and 1940 for World War II. And of course, 1944 then didn't happen. So the only time previously in history that the Olympic Games has been cancelled has been because of world wars. So delaying in this situation shows just how severe this situation is.
Mm-hmm. Well, even though the Olympics will be taking place next year, I mean, they'll be branded Tokyo 2020. I mean, talk us through why is that so?
Well, I mean, if you think about it, a lot of branded items, merchandise, things like that will have already been produced, which would basically go to waste if everything had to be changed to 2021. And in particular, they have already produced the 5,000 medals that will be given out at the Games. They were very proud that it was produced from recycled materials. All of those medals would now be useless if you changed the name of the Games.
Mm-hmm. And obviously, Japan will hold the Tokyo 2020 Olympic Games by the summer of 2021 at the latest. What are the tentative dates that you think this will likely take place? I mean, do you think it will happen the same time next year?
Well, they've said that it will happen before the end of July. And there was a little bit of talk around the possibility of a what they were calling a cherry blossom games, you know, a little bit May, kind of June, to take advantage of the slightly cooler weather. But there are other factors as well, because UEFA has already announced that the European Football Championships will be happening next summer, 2021 as well. Plus, the athletics and swimming World Championships were due to happen in 2021 in the summer, although they have said they are willing to move their events to accommodate the Olympics. But the feeling at the moment is it will probably be July to allow as much time as possible to prepare.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's take a step back and look at the numbers right now, James. I mean, how much has Japan invested so far into this, and how many athletes were expected, and how many visitors was Japan anticipating?
So the estimate is that Japan's total spend is, from the Olympics point of view, is around $12 billion, and the vast majority of that will have gone into construction and infrastructure, so it's really already spent. But across the economy as a whole, the estimates range from $30 to $40 billion will have been spent in things like upgrades of hotels and other facilities, so from the private sector as well. And this was to accommodate probably around 14,000, 15,000 athletes. The Rio Olympics had 14,000 athletes, as well as 500,000 international visitors.
Mm-hmm. Well, we speak to James Walton, Sports Business Group Leader, Deloitte Southeast Asia. And obviously, this postponement impact will be great, significant on the Japan economy.
Yeah, I mean, the early estimates are that GDP in Japan will go down by about 1.4% as a result of this. And different economists are speculating anywhere from around $4.5 billion, according to Goldman Sachs, up to $6 billion of inbound and domestic consumption for this year that has been lost. And if you remember that in October 2019, there was a heavy increase in the consumption tax in Japan. So that has already been impacting consumption in the country. So this really is a further blow to the economy.
Mm-hmm. And these are indeed extraordinary times, James. I mean, how much would the Olympics have contributed to Japan's economy if COVID-19 were not a factor? And not just talking about financially, I mean, but looking at sentiment, the tourism numbers, even as Abe comes to the end of his term.
Yeah, I mean, we're already hearing from organizations changing their revenue forecasts. The Imperial Hotel chain, one of the most famous chains in Japan, has said that their earnings will come down massively as a result of this. So there is clearly a financial impact across society. There were large numbers of casual workers, part-time workers, security staff, people like that, that were already recruited for the summer, obviously are now no longer going to have employment. From the broader picture, you know, tourism around the world is suffering, and there's a question mark around how quickly tourism will pick up. From Abe's point of view, he's supposed to stand down even after the Olympics in 2021 based on this timing. Mm-hmm. In fact, it was always seen as his send-off. In fact, now it may be that it really is his final send-off, perhaps as close as 2 months before he finally stands down.
Let's talk logistics right now. I mean, tickets obviously have been sold. I mean, hotel rooms have been booked. How difficult is this postponement going to be? And what are the logistics that you can imagine?
Well, we've already seen, even in the planning for this Olympic Games, there's already been issues around tickets because the marathon, which was originally planned for Tokyo, was moved outside Tokyo in order to allow for the heat and the humidity of the Japanese summer. So refunds for tickets were already issued in the case of the marathon as an event. So there's clearly a mechanism in place they can do that. I think as much as possible, they will try to encourage people to defer those tickets and basically offer replacement tickets and offer replacement hotel rooms, because, of course, from a cash flow position for everybody, that would be better. Whether or not people will continue to take up those opportunities or not, only time will tell.
Well, taking it one step further, I mean, countries around the world invest heavily in developing and training their athletes for the Games. What would be the impact on, for instance, the National Olympic Committees, the NOCs, so to speak?
So in a normal four-year cycle, the IOC would give around $500 million US dollars to the various NOCs around the world as games subsidies, technical support, and to develop coaches. And that amount largely comes from the profit they make from the Olympics. So the first question will be whether there is any impact on that in the short term. It's estimated they give around $3.4 million US dollars per day to support sports organizations. At a local NOC level, I think if you're an SNOC like Singapore's SNOC, then the biggest impact will be what we call campaign funding, which is basically where they finance athletes, bring in extra coaches, bring in extra technical support for that last kind of six-month push towards the Games. Some of that money has already been spent. Some of those investments have been made, and you will now have to make a decision around what you do for the next couple of months to continue that funding, and possibly you'll require more funding for that extended period now.
Mm-hmm. And lastly, should things continue with COVID-19? I mean, do you think a total cancellation is on the cards?
I mean, as we sit here today, we really hope not. It's hard to kind of look into a crystal ball that far ahead because things are really moving on a day-by-day basis. But one hopes that with the lockdowns that are happening around the world right now, with Europe getting and the US getting more and more serious on this, that all the forecasts at the moment is that by the end of the year, we should be able to have this under control. If we reach a point that we get to January or February and it is still not under control, then obviously they would have to start thinking about the cancellation of the Games, because if it has been going on for over a year, then I think the Olympic Games will be the last thing on everybody's mind.
Well, it's always wonderful to hear from you again. James Walton, Sports Business Group Leader at the Deloitte Southeast Asia. Thank you very much for your time right here on Prime Time on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.